Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness and your energy and your healing and love. I just love it. And on that note, let's go ahead and dive into this week's quick IQ episode. Now, on today's episode, I'm going to go ahead and answer a question from a listener. And I think this is a really great question that a lot of people are overlooking. So we're going to kind of dive into some of the details of some things that people are maybe doing with their mind that end up backfiring and kind of making it harder to get results and also sometimes creating even more problems. And so it's something you'll definitely want to avoid, because if you just do it the other way, things go a lot better. And I'm going to go ahead and break that down, what exactly that is. So first and foremost, let's go to the question from the email. And here we go. So she says, "Hi, Brandi. I was just introduced to your podcast, and I wanted to tell you that I love the way you work with people's mind and the results that you get." And by the way, she goes on with wonderful compliments. I won't read them all, but just very, very sweet. And to get to her question, she continues on and she says, "I also have a question for the questions episode. I am wondering if by chance you are bypassing the negative and having people just focus on the positive." So I have to say, first and foremost, I love this question. This is such a great question. And I do want to break this down even more, because to some people, it could absolutely look like that. But I want to break this down to give you a better understanding of what I'm doing and why. So first and foremost, yes, it is absolutely important to address the negative and to release the negative from the subconscious mind and energy. It's extremely important for lasting results. But if you're not putting in the positive first and really programming that in, you can actually cause everything to backfire, if you will, especially if the problem that you're wanting to get rid of pertains to something like love or safety. Then ultimately, what I see happen all the time is people start working with the mind and they end up making things worse instead of better. And when you stop and think about it, you know, when it comes to feelings of love or safety, we need both. And simple ways to illustrate this is if you think about somebody being scared to death. Like, you can't completely just let go of a feeling of safety and expect that your nervous system and your energy of your body is going to be okay. And also, we need love as well. And I know that we've talked about that before in past episodes, you know, the importance of love. But we're also going to break this down even more, just because I see people so often looking at patterns of hurt and wounding, and ultimately they go to their childhood self and they're working on trying to release it. And not only does it not typically work, but a lot of times it can create even more problems in somebody's life. So the problem actually increases or gets worse or shows up in a different way. And that's typically what will happen if you break it down, is a lot of times the brain will do one of three things. It will either just keep going back to the old pattern. No matter how much you try to release it, it'll just keep going back because there's nothing new and it needs love. Or it will create a new negative pattern, because a lot of times it doesn't really know that it hasn't been programmed in. It doesn't know that there are positive ways to get love, and it doesn't have a reference for that. So unfortunately, It can create a new negative pattern, or it can create an illness or make one worse. And the reason for that is because, again, our bodies need love. And I know I've said this many times before, you know, but it's not just love, it's safety. There are certain things our soul and energy needs. And the easiest way to illustrate this is if you think about, of course, an infant who doesn't get enough love and connection, they can actually die or even be stunted in growth and have a lot of health challenges. And that is because we need love. And so if you think about it for a moment, if the brain only knows one certain reference to love, and thinking about love not just as a thought, but also as an emotion, and really thinking about the emotion and the energy of love, if it's linked up to a lot of hurt, but the two are connected together, you can't really get rid of one without getting rid of the other, so to speak. So basically, you'll need to make sure that you have new positive programming on how to get love, and you've linked that up into your mind with not just the thought and the know-how, but really the emotion and the energy of it, so much so that you've begun creating new neural pathways to train your brain and to really embody the energetic change. That is so key, because when you program the mind right, it really gets into your energy, and that's when it becomes truly life-changing. Now, if you think about it, on these IQ episodes, you'll always hear me talking about things that you want to do, and you'll also hear me talk about how not to use the mind, you know, places that people are making mistakes. And that is because I see people making mistakes all of the time that are really sending them, unfortunately, in the wrong direction. And even if you think back to, I think it was episode number 64, 65, where there was the woman who was nearly blind, and that was unfortunately linked up to her spiritual beliefs and beliefs about relationships and love and karma and all of that. And here's this woman who's really beautiful and sweet and just wants to have love and connection, but unfortunately her spiritual beliefs and the beliefs that got linked up in her mind were actually doing her a disservice. And she had been working with the mind over 20 something years. And I see that all of the time. And, you know, even actually, if you think about the most recent episode that we're working on with this recent volunteer, Michelle, who's been studying and working with the mind as a therapist and coach for 16 to 17 years, and she accidentally programmed in flight from relationships. And so basically, she's kind of just trying to run, if you will, from relationships, but then also wanting relationships. And so that's actually an example of how trying to just get rid of the hurt can create a new negative pattern. You know, that flight pattern has only been there for a few years. And that's because what happens is if you just try to get rid of the negative and get rid of the negative, again, you can create alternative negative patterns instead of the positive patterns that you really want to create. And by the way, you may want to go back and listen to that episode number 99, and even just listen to the beginning where she was talking about relationships, and you'll hear her say that sometimes she has to retreat from people and relationships and all of that. Now, that's another thing that you'll want to be really mindful of, is using spiritual language and connecting it with any type of negative pattern. Because, of course, going on a retreat is an amazing thing, right? But now she's linked up going on a retreat, also connected to feeling hurt by negative people. So now it's got even more energy to it, and that's what reinforced it. So again, going back to the question about just bypassing negative emotions and everything like that, again, the simple answer is yes, you definitely want to address the negative, absolutely. And part of the reason that you do want to address the negative is because if you don't, and you don't clear it, your brain will continue to go back to the negative, you know, even if you've left it for a while. And you may have heard before of somebody quitting smoking, and then 2 years later, they're back to smoking again. So not only do you want to release it so you don't go into it again, but many times to really get the change that you're wanting, it'll be a combination of things. I mean, you'll want to make sure to bring in the positive, and then the more you bring in the positive, the more you can release the negative. And then the more you release the negative, the more you can bring in the positive, and it just fills you up and makes you feel amazing. So definitely both are important. And again, great question. And of course, it is so important to get that new positive programming in. And so that is part of what I'm doing to get the results. So I know that you said, you know, you're amazed at the results. And typically, that's part of what I'm doing, is I'm helping somebody to get the new specific information into their brain to help to make that change. Because a lot of times people are just putting random information in their mind, and also they're not really getting that information into their subconscious mind. So I am going to give you today a tip on how to start bringing even more of that into your subconscious mind, because if it's not in the subconscious mind, it's never really going to make the changes that you're going to want to make. And I see a lot of people struggling with that as well. And both are key. And of course, the positive first. You'll hear me emphasize that over and over and over again. It's always, always about lifting. So you should feel more and more positive and making a point to release the negative. And by the way, on that note, I do want to mention that every single volunteer that I work with, I do give them the recording right away. So they get the recording and I tell them to make sure to reinforce it, to get it into their subconscious mind. And I can say there's a certain percentage of volunteers who do go on to do the online course, because they start to see, okay, my mind really is this amazing and I can get results and I want to know more. And they do exactly that. They go, okay, well, I'm going to join the course to fully release everything and et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to be very transparent that, are these episodes everything that you need to know? Absolutely not. But what they are great at is really showing that you can get results, because all of the time, people, they hear you can get results, but they're not really sure, and they feel like, I don't know if I really can. And for a lot of people, they don't necessarily believe that it can work. I know for me, I didn't know if it could work or not. I mean, after all, I had an accident, and technically two accidents, and I thought, how is my mind going to heal my physical body when I had accidents? And so I was very stuck there. And so that is the reason that I've created this podcast and these episodes the way I have, is not because every episode shows you how to do every single thing. I mean, that would be impossible to do in one episode, but so that you can really see that you can get results, and you can see one after another, that you really can get results and get insights from that, that you can implement in your life. You know, even a lot of people, they do think that healing is all about belief, and that you have to believe that you can heal to be able to heal. But that is not the case either. And I know a lot of people think it's all about belief because of the placebo. You know, a lot of people mistakenly believe that the placebo works just because somebody believes it's going to work. But of course, there's also the open label placebo, where both the doctor and the patient both know it's a fake pill. And those have even been shown to work. And so we can see even from that, it's not all about belief. An easier way to think about it is, it really is about the emotional, energetic change that's going on at a deeper level. And a very easy way to think about it is this, is that, you know, if somebody's experiencing feelings of anxiety, they can have an anxiety attack, you know, whether they believe they are going to or not. And if they're having anxiety and panic attacks, but they let go of the emotions of anxiety and they really resolve them, then their panic and anxiety attacks are going to go away, not because they believed they would go away, but because the emotion was no longer there triggering it. So basically, that's what I'm doing with people, is I'm just doing exactly that, but in a conscious way. So I'm really looking at specifically what's going on and then creating new specific programming in the mind. And so that, of course, is what you'll want to do to get results in any area of your life. And as I mentioned earlier, it is important to start with the positive. And we are going to talk about a quick way that you can start doing that to get it in more and more into your mind and your subconscious mind, because that is key, and not just for your health. You know, I know on this episode, we've been talking about the health when it comes to safety and love, but other areas too. And by the way, I've seen a lot of people sabotage other areas of their life as well with spiritual beliefs as far as things with money or manifesting or all kinds of things. And when you really understand how to use the mind, you can change every area of your life. And that's exactly what I did. You know, after I figured out how to use my mind to heal myself, I then started looking at my finances because they were an absolute mess. I mean, I went from a network engineering income to a disability income. And so money was a major stress in my life, and I was hugely in debt because I hadn't worked in like 7 years. And so I was a mess. And so as I started programming my mind, I started having different opportunities come up where I thought there was none, you know, just random opportunities that ended up presenting themselves and I took action on, you know, I followed through with them. I didn't just say, oh, here's an opportunity, and I took action on it. And then there was another opportunity and I took action on it. And so it was just one random thing after another that then started getting me out of the hole that I was in and then started creating even more freedom in my life to start doing more and more things. And it just continued to expand from there. And so point being is that any part of the mind that you're wanting to work with, you'll definitely want to make sure to get in new positive information and definitely not bypass the releasing part and not bypass the negativity, but make sure to get in the specific new positive information that can help you then to release the specific negative information. And so you want both. You know, if you think about when I work with a volunteer, there's specific information that I'm helping them get into their mind for each different situation. That's why every episode is so different. And of course, bringing that in and getting into the subconscious mind is going to be key. And so I want to provide you with a quick, easy way to start getting information more networked into the mind, if you will. And basically what it is that you want to do is give your brain simple references to information. And the reason that you want to give your brain simple references to information is because it's like the more things that you can relate a new story to or new information to, the more neural pathways and more neural connections that your brain will create to that information. So in other words, the more it will web the information in. So that is important. And a simple example of that would be thinking about the type of relationship that you do want, and then noticing and specifically finding somebody else with that type of relationship and relating it, saying, oh, like that, or oh, like that, or oh, like that. And what happens is it starts to create new webs of information in your brain. And you can even relate it to situations in your life currently where you can say, okay, well, this was really good, or this was really good. And so it's kind of like the more ways that you can kind of point out to your brain and give your brain a reference for it, the more that it can start to also web the information in. And you want to make it simple. So I actually call this simple network mind programming, and it's just kind of finding all of the reference points. Now, you could use a few reference points from the past, but I would strongly recommend not using too many of them. Meaning, let's say there was a relationship connection that you had in the past that you go, oh, okay, well, something like this or something like this. And I would definitely recommend using that, but not a lot from the past. You know, more so it would be better to create even more reference points in the now. You know, so often people talk about doing mind programming, they're referencing a lot of things from the past and they're going, remember this past moment of success and remember this past this and this past this. And what can happen is, of course, if they're working on holding on to a lot of things from the past, even if it's in the positive, then they're always gearing that the past is a solution and they're not really moving forward or really creating new. And it's kind of like they're trying to both release the negative from the past, but then also hold the positive from the past. And then they're trying to say, I have to let the past go, but then they keep referencing the past. And so it creates a lot of confusion for the mind to always try to move forward and then try to say the past is, I need to let the past go. And then, by the way, let me grab this from the past. It just creates a lot of confusion and it makes it harder for people to move forward and really get their life going in the way that they want it to go. It's like change is a lot more slow going. And so ultimately, can you use a few things from the past? Absolutely. But make sure to use things from the present and even from the future. Like, okay, well, I want to see it this way. I want to see it this way. So a vision of things moving forward, but then also some simple things that you can reference in the now. And then you could also add in a few things from the past if you have relevant experiences from the past to bring in. But if not, that's okay. You know, just giving your brain simple reference points. You know, for example, let's say that you're wanting to create more harmonious relationships in your life, and you go into the grocery store and you have a really nice casual exchange with somebody and it feels really sweet. You can just take a moment and give your brain that reference and even take in those emotions and feel it, take it in, and keep going. But that energy can grow, and that can create that network and expand that network of energy and feelings into your mind and into your life. And so it really truly does become life-changing, and it's also easy to do because that's what you want. You want real tangible results, and you want it to be easy and feel fabulous, you know? And so this is a simple thing that you can do to even just start bringing in even more positivity towards relationships. And by the way, I know it sounds ridiculously simple, but again, that is what you want. And going back to the question that was asked, of course, you're going to want to ultimately release the negative, absolutely, but making sure to get those new positive neural pathways in and feeling them is so important. And this is a simple way that you can start just bringing even more love and connection into your life. And speaking of love and connection, I do just love that you are here, and it has been such a pleasure connecting with you on today's Quick IQ episode. And as always, if you could make sure to share this episode, share it with somebody that you love or somebody that you know who really does need this. Remember, the more positive and healthy and happy and empowered everybody is in their own life, the more incredible this world will be for all of us. I mean, could you imagine that? You know, everybody really stepping into positivity and love and kindness and empowerment and manifesting and healing. I mean, the world would just be a most beautiful place. So thank you for imagining that with me. And on that note, I do look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. And I wish you a most wonderful, fabulous rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.